How in the world could a man who was a comedian, who actually played the role of a president, actually become the president of the country where he lived? And then how could it be that that man would then become a prominent figure throughout the world, addressing various nations as his country, Ukraine, is under attack by Russia? Now, Walensky is not the one the Bible refers to when it says a false Messiah will arrive, but when you see his popularity, he is a courageous man, and he's taken a strong stand, and he's communicating out of his heart. You begin to see how someone could come on the scene. Just today, as I watched Walensky talking to the leadership of our country, I'm thinking, this man is captivating the nations of the world. It's an example of what will take place. Oh, he's not that person, but he certainly has a number of characteristics that point to the one known as the Antichrist. Our world is in turmoil. The pandemic has fueled this maybe as never before. And we have grown weary of the constant tension spawned by radical Islamic fundamentalism. We have been horrified when we see things escalating in the Middle East. And of course, we're looking for someone to help us understand how we can finally get the pandemic behind us and make sure that it doesn't happen again. People crave a leader who can bring peace to the entire planet. And such a commander would not only capture the hearts and minds of his fellow countrymen, but he would capture the hearts and minds around the world. The world waits. The Bible tells us that just such a leader will emerge on the world scene, and he's going to come to the forefront in a time much like this, a time of crisis. He's going to have a charismatic personality. He's going to be a gifted communicator, a masterful diplomat. This leader will enjoy the endorsements of the religious establishment as well as powerful political allies. He's going to assume power as a leader of a 10-nation European federation that recreates the old Roman Empire. He will rapidly rise to power over 3 European nations, with an additional 7 countries supporting him. The Bible tells us that this man will rise to leadership following the miraculous disappearance of all true believers in Jesus Christ from the earth. At that point, evil and deception will flourish, and it'll flourish as never before. This man will not be like any leader in history. First of all, this dictator will be personally directed by the devil. And that sets him apart, to say the least. He will be energized, controlled, and literally dominated by Satan. But despite his uniqueness, he will exhibit many of the same leadership qualities that have made other men powerful. What is this man's name? We don't know. What we do know is he has a defined purpose. His ultimate goal is to be in opposition to Jesus Christ. And that is why this leader is called the Antichrist. He will be in opposition to Jesus Christ. He'll be the antithesis of Jesus Christ. He will be a false Messiah. He will be a great deceiver. As people have searched the Bible to find more and more about this individual, we realize that the Bible does not tell us his name. It says that the letters of his name and their numerical value will add up to the total of 666. But that does not enable us to discover his actual name. Irenaeus, a church father who is closely connected to the Apostle John, wisely stated, "So it is more certain and less hazardous to wait for the fulfillment of the prophecy, rather than to make guesses and hunt around for any names that may pop up. After all, many names can be found that add up to the number mentioned, and the question will still remain unsolved. And if we find many names that correspond to the number, the question remains, which of them is the name of this coming man?" History is full of guesses about this future ruler's name. So many of them that they underscore what Irenaeus was saying. But the Bible seems to indicate that the number 666 is to be used for verification. In other words, people who have already recognized the Antichrist and know his name can use the number 666 to confirm their conclusion. They will be able to validate their judgment by adding up the numerical values of the letters of his name. So how will people recognize the Antichrist to begin with? if they're not using these letters and numbers? The Bible answers the question by providing a detailed description of his life and his career. First of all, the Bible tells us that this coming leader will appear suddenly during a period of incredible stress. Sound like our day? I think so. The tension that Americans felt following 9/11, that set the stage for leadership to surface. Although he will be energized by evil angelic powers, Satan himself, the Antichrist will also show the same management traits that have marked influential leaders in every period of a world crisis. And what is leadership? One writer puts it this way: leadership is a mystical quality, a combination of personal skills, innate magnetism, and a heavy dose of circumstance. In this time of need and grief, the New York mayor, through personal presence, an overflowing heart, and just the right words, has stepped forward to lead his city from despair to determination. With these words, commentator Mark Fisher, he pinpointed three key characteristics of a person that's able to lead in a time of crisis. First, such a leader must be a good communicator. He's got to be able to persuade people to follow his lead. Second, he must show concern, compassion. People must sense that he identifies with them and feels what they feel. Third, and perhaps most importantly, he must be charismatic. He must possess a personal magnetism that draws people to him, compelling them to trust him. Now, when it comes to communication, when a disaster strikes, people immediately search for someone who can express their feelings and confront their fears. If such a leader appears, men and women are ready to listen to him. Right now, our world is looking for hope. President Ronald Reagan, elected to the presidency at a moment when America was under attack, when fundamentalist Muslims seized the U.S. embassy in Iran and kidnapped its personnel. Reagan's decisiveness made people feel secure and empowered, because he knew how to display a forthright, confident, optimistic face to an often hostile world. Reagan to this day is one of America's most beloved presidents. One day, and it may not be too distant in the future, people will be looking at their phones. They'll be looking at their iPads, their television sets, their computers, to hear an address from a man who will have done what no one else has been able to do. He will be the father of a peace agreement between Israel and her Arab neighbors. We can almost anticipate what the news headlines will say. Finally, peace in the Middle East, or Israel's security guaranteed. Another news alert headline might read, agreement to share the Temple Mount completes the peace agreement. With Israel at the center, the epicenter of international concern, we can almost sense that headlines like these may not be that far off. Can you imagine what this consummate politician will say at the news conference to announce the final details of the agreement? With a broad smile on his face, he'll command the attention of the world community. His words will certainly fall in receptive ears. Ladies and gentlemen, the nations of the world long for peace, and today we have peace in the Middle East. The nation of Israel has agreed to remove the walls that have divided Israel and Palestine. In exchange, the Palestinians will allow Christians to build a church and Israel to build a temple on Harim al-Sharif, or the Temple Mount. Can you just hear those words? A message of hope like this presented by a gifted communicator would have a profound and far-reaching impact on the entire civilized world. He would become an instant hero and a leader that people would naturally trust. He will be making a mockery, really, of the promises of peace. Under his leadership, people will enjoy apparent peace and safety for a brief time. Then the Bible tells us destruction will come upon them suddenly. When this future world leader enters the political fray in the Middle East, he will have the capacity to endear himself to Jews and Arabs alike. The Palestinians will feel they have someone who finally understands their frustration and their sense of despair. Many of the Israelis will look at this man as the embodiment of the promised Messiah. People, nations, will trust this man and his leadership. But beyond the veneer, this leader will not have a big heart. His heart will be filled with self-love, to the point where he will eventually claim to be God. The Bible further describes the Antichrist as one who is very aggressive, with a lot of energy, a hungry, wild animal. And in the space of just 2.5 years, this man will accomplish more than most politicians will achieve in a lifetime. His resume will include the resolution of the Mideast conflict and the implementation of a strategy for developing a global government. Under his leadership, the world will one day be politically unified, and all nations will be as one.